Back here at the big Glass Tech board for this week's Game Reflections, Andrew Mason, Casey Jones here joining you. And obviously, it's not mince words. It was a tough, ugly day for the Broncos in Philadelphia, 51-23 loss. There were some good moments. We're going to take a look at a couple of plays here that jumped out. Starting on the first possession here, Casey, the Broncos did quite a few things right going downfield. We'll start here with this 19-yard grab by Cody Latimer.
Yeah, Thomas, Sanders, Latimer coming to a bunch formation that's meant to confuse and disrupt any type of coverage. You got a three-on-three situation. Osweiler steps up in the pocket. His first read is A.J. down here on the flex tight end. Gives him a little bit more room to operate. Then his eyes, as he steps up, go to Latimer. Nice ball and an acrobatic catch for a first down.
Yeah, does a good job keeping his eyes downfield, getting outside the rush. And for Cody as well, big game for him. He had a couple of receptions, 51 yards, had another catch late in the third quarter. Also made some plays on special teams. You know, first guy downfield, multiple punts, and had a key block on Isaiah McKenzie's 44-yard return. So a good two-phase game for Cody Latimer. A nice play by Osweiler. This got the Broncos into field goal range. A holding penalty later scuttled it, but still got the Broncos a lead, which they hadn't had a lead since week four. That was the start they wanted. Now, on to the defensive side, it was a rough day for the run defense against Philadelphia, but this was a key stop right here on third down in the second quarter. Broncos trying to get back in the game. Brandon Marshall with a stuff on LeGarrette Blount.
Jet sweep across the motion is supposed to freeze the linebackers on the backside. You have a tight zone to LeGarrette Blount, and the play is actually made here by Shelby Harris coming across the guard on the play side, forcing the cutback, and then Brandon Marshall makes just an excellent tackle. But a key third down forces the only punt of the first half.
Yeah, at the time it happened, Casey, I thought this would be a huge play. You're looking for momentum. You're looking for a quick stop. Thought this might be the play that really got the Broncos going. It didn't work out that way. I think, you know, if you could have converted following this with a touchdown instead of a field goal, would have worked out better. But for the defense, a nice play here. But, of course, after that, went astray pretty quickly, unfortunately. Hope to have some more plays and better plays from a better result to talk to you about next week. For Casey Jones, I'm Andrew Mason from the Big Class Tech Board. We'll see you then.